From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Bears Ears National Monument in southeastern Utah is remote, vast, and wildly controversial. President Obama turned the 1.35 million-acre wilderness into a monument in the last weeks of his presidency. And today, President Trump is set to announce a plan to shrink it significantly, along with another Utah monument called Grand Staircase Escalante. Some groups now worry that if protected areas are opened up, energy development will start moving in. Lee Patterson with the public media collaboration Inside Energy reports.
Since 2013, oil and gas companies have shown interest in leasing more than 100,000 acres in and around Bears Ears. That's according to an analysis by the Center for Biological Diversity. Randy Spivak oversees the group's public lands program, and she has a pretty dark vision of what could happen there.
Picture well pads, roads, oil and gas compressors. It's an industrialized landscape. That's what it would become.
Environmental groups are not the only ones who are worried. Bears Ears is an area covered in thick forests and red buttes, high plateaus, and deep canyons.
There are key places on this earth that are very important to Native people.
And Bears Ears is one of those places. That was Regina Lopez White Skunk narrating a promotional video put out by a coalition of Native American tribes that pushed for the monument status. Their ancestors migrated through and used this land a long time ago. And the tribal coalition estimates there are more than 100,000 cultural and archaeological sites there. John Ruppel is with the University of Utah and has focused on public land law in southern Utah for the past several years.
I think it's unlikely that we would see significant exploration and development deep within the monument.
There has been some drilling inside the monument, but the last well stopped producing in 1992. Now there are dozens of old abandoned gas wells still there, but Ruppel says the likelihood of development starting back up in any serious way...
That area is just too inaccessible. The oil and gas potential in there is very low, and the cost of getting any product out to a refinery into market would be very high.
But producers are working on the fringes to the east and the north of Bears Ears' current boundaries. And right now, there are 23 existing federal oil and gas leases, all at least partially within boundaries, but no permits to drill on those leases for now. In Denver, I'm Lee Patterson for Marketplace.